With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Week 7 NFL begins tonight. You got Chiefs and Broncos, all right? And that means that you got to get set for your fantasy football lineup. You got to make sure you're ready to go. You don't want to forget who to start, who to sit, who to pick up maybe. So our pal here is Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports. He joins us every Thursday at this time. If you want to get in, 786-360-0790. You could ask him questions yourself, or you could text in 67974. So, Jamie, tonight you got Chiefs and Broncos. We know everyone Kansas City you got offensively you want to start, but Broncos-wise, can you go with anybody?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. I don't love the running backs for Kansas City. I mean, it's been a little tough to trust the combination of LeSean McCoy and Damien Williams. McCoy had a little bit of a good run there when Damien Williams was out, but he's not been as good with Williams back on the field. So I would try and stay away from that, plus the Denver run defense, aside from the game where Leonard Fournette beat them up because they were dealing with some injuries there, has been pretty good. But, yeah, for the Broncos, I think the running backs are both in play. You know, the Chiefs can't stop the run. And Chris Jones is going to be out, their defensive tackle. So I think you look at Phillip Lindsay, he's been pretty good more times than not. And Royce Freeman, if you're stuck, you know, he's kind of been somebody sitting on your bench. I think you could play him this week also.
Now, how about the Dolphins this weekend, okay? And again, you want to get in for Jamie, 786-360-0790, or text your question, and Amber will get to you at 67974. Dolphins, Bills this weekend. Does Ryan Fitzpatrick change things at all? And what I mean by that specifically, like, I'll give you an example. I got a couple of wide receivers. I got one wide receiver who's off on my team, okay, as a bye week, and Devontae Parker is available waiver wire. So my line of thinking, though, is, hey, Fitzpatrick, he likes to air it out, so maybe just someone like Devontae Parker is not the worst fill-in option. What do you think?
I mean, he's probably not the worst fill-in option, but, you know, it's still against a very good defense in their building coming off of a bye. It's just a disaster waiting to happen for the Dolphins once again. I just think that there are probably other guys out there. Like, just to give you an example, if you can find Alan Lazard, who's going to potentially be the number one receiver for the Packers with all their injuries, Adam Humphries, because now Ryan Tannehill and the slot receiver now for the Titans, because that's what Tannehill does is he throws to the slot receiver. You know, I would just go looking on the waiver wire to see if there's somebody else out there. I just can't see the Dolphins being very successful. Yes, it could be a Devontae Parker game where he finds the end zone. It could be a Preston Williams game where he does something because they'll be chasing points and throwing so much. But at this point, you know, you're hoping and praying for the Dolphins to do anything to help your fantasy team, and I think it's probably better off going elsewhere.
Can you remember a team like the Dolphins this deep into the season fantasy-wise that you just continue to not be able to play a single starter?
No. I'm sure, you know, the Detroit team that went winless probably had some scenarios like this.
No, but you can't. Yeah, but you know what? That Detroit team, though, like, you can't tell me that Stafford was unplayable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't think back to how bad some of the guys were on that team. But, you're just trying to think of some of the worst teams in recent memory. This is by far the worst. You know, this has got to be one of the worst. You know, it's just because there's no semblance of anything. You know, like last week, for example, I thought, okay, against Washington, you know, they're coming off their bye, they're home, the coaching staff with the changes that they made, that maybe this is a week. And Kenyon Drake was okay. You know, PPR, he got you 13 points. He got the touchdown there late. But, you know, it's just it's got to be the right setup, the right matchup, and this just is not the case. Buffalo's defense is really good.
All right, let's get to some questions here for Jamie. We'll get to your text in a moment. Amber will take care of you at 67974. You can get your question in yourself. We'll try and get as many of you in and out as we can, 786-360-0790. Let's start things off here with Rico. Rico, go ahead for Jamie.
How we doing, guys? All right, so I got Adrian Peterson and Robbie Anderson on my bench. Should I start one of them in front of Keenan Allen? And Will Fuller or Robert Woods? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I like the second question is tougher. I think both guys have an opportunity to play well. I would give a slight nod toward Fuller just based on the way that he's played, but this feels like the breakout game coming for the Rams just because the Falcons are so bad. But I think Fuller's a little bit safer. No, I would not play those guys over Keenan Allen. I know it's been a frustrating stretch of games for him here, but this feels like it could be the squeaky wheel game where he's starting to chirp a little bit about his targets being down. And I just think Robbie Anderson's got a terrible track record against the Patriots and Stephon Gilmore. And the Peterson game just happened against Miami. He's not going to have success against the 49ers.
Let's give Jay a chance here. Go ahead, Jay.
Gorilla Jay Walker. I have Allen Robinson, Derrick Henry, and Melvin Gordon. I need two.
I can't trust Melvin Gordon right now. It's a tough go for him with that offensive line being such a disaster. And Tennessee's run defense has been really good for the majority of the season. So I think Derrick Henry is an easy play. Robinson's a little bit tougher because he's going to see Marcus Lattimore, and that's a tough matchup for him. But, you know, I take my chances with the guy who's been producing over the one who hasn't. So Melvin Gordon would be the odd man out.
Let's give Larry an opportunity. Go ahead, Larry.
Watson or Rodgers?
Who's the first guy
Watson.
In here? Watson or Rodgers. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Watson for sure. Rodgers, you know, look, he's got a great matchup against the Raiders, but everybody's hurt. Devontae Adams probably not going to play again. Now Valdez-Scantling and Geronimo Allison are hurt. So Watson's just on an unbelievable pace right now and just playing at a higher level. So I think he's an easy player to go.
All right, Amber, you're up.
Turning to the text line, it's 67974. Eckler, David Montgomery, or Golden Tate?
If you just need one, it's Eckler. I mean, none of these guys have standout situations. Tate would be interesting if Sterling Shepard plays because then there's probably less of a guarantee that he gets Patrick Peterson, but I would imagine that's where Peterson goes is covering Tate, so that makes it a little tougher for him.
Emmanuel Sanders or Terry McLaurin, PPR?
Yeah, two guys I don't really love either this week just based on matchups, but McLaurin's been playing a lot better, and I think he's the safer play.
Philip Lindsay or Damian Williams for flex?
Love Phillip Lindsay tonight. I mean, the Chiefs just cannot stop the run. So I think it's going to be a big game for Lindsay, big game for Royce Freeman, but Lindsay here for sure.
Mahomes or Josh Allen?
It's funny. It's closer than you think. I still stick with Mahomes, but, you know, again, it's the flip side of what you asked Adler earlier, you know, about the Dolphins being so bad. You know, the benefit is that you get these guys playing against the Dolphins. And so Josh Allen last year, 77 fantasy points in two games against Miami. He has a chance to go off once again, but I still think Mahomes is the better player.
Man, that's funny. When I asked you that question, I smiled as I asked it because I thought it was a ridiculous question. Look at that. That texter knew something I didn't know. Kyler Murray or Tom Brady?
Again, it's funny. You know, you probably would never think that a rookie for the Cardinals better than the quarterback of the Patriots, but it's a matchup game, and he gets the Giants. Murray's playing a little bit better fantasy-wise than Brady is right now, so I would go with Murray.
Okay, so let's do another quarterback one then. Gardner Minshew or Jared Goff?
This is closer just because Minshew's actually been a better fantasy quarterback, but I just think this is a Jared Goff game. The Falcons are absolutely horrible. If this was in Los Angeles, it would be a no-brainer, but I still think I'd go with Jared Goff. This could be the game where he starts to look like what the guy they paid to be, the quarterback they paid to be.
Boyd, Fuller, or Galladay need to?
Oh, Galladay's so good.
Boyd.
Oh, Boyd. I'm sorry,
yeah, Boyd.
Need to. You know, Galladay's probably the odd man out here. He, you're right, Zazzle. He's been playing great, but this is a tougher matchup against Minnesota. Stafford's got a terrible track record against the Vikings. And so Boyd has been getting a ton of targets, and I just think Fuller's in a little bit of a better spot than both those guys.
Good job, Jamie. Plug something on the way out here, man.
Just check us out, CBS Sports HQ, every day, 12 o'clock, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we get you ready for all your fantasy decisions.
Great job, Jamie. Talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.